Blackstone Audio presents How to Talk About Books You Haven't Read by Pierre Bayard. I never read a book I must review. It prejudices you so. Oscar Wilde. Preface. Born into a milieu where reading was rare, deriving little pleasure from the activity, and lacking in any case the time to devote myself to it, I have often found myself in the delicate situation of having to express my thoughts on books I haven't read. Because I teach literature at the university level, there is, in fact, no way to avoid commenting on books that most of the time I haven't even opened. It's true that this is also the case for the majority of my students, but if even one of them has read the text I'm discussing, there is a risk that at any moment my class will be disrupted, and I will find myself humiliated. In addition, I am regularly called on to discuss publications in my books and articles, since these for the most part concern the books and articles of others. This exercise is even more problematic, since, unlike spoken statements, which can include imprecisions without consequence, written commentaries leave traces and can be verified. As a result of such all-too-familiar situations, I believe I am well-positioned, if not to offer any real lesson on the subject, at least to convey a deeper understanding of the non-reader's experience, and to undertake a meditation on this forbidden subject. It is unsurprising that so few texts extol the virtues of non-reading. Indeed, to describe your experience in this area, as I will attempt here, demands a certain courage, for doing so clashes inevitably with a whole series of internalized constraints. Three of these, at least, are crucial. The first of these constraints might be called the obligation to read.